DW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It's the Wisconsin Badgers and the Marquette Golden Eagles this afternoon at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As is always the case when these teams match up over here in Milwaukee, the Marquette student section well represented well before the opening tip. And, you know, Butchie, you were talking about as a player the greeting you got. Was it the same today when you walked in, walking in front of the students over there?
It was. I was walking in, and they started giving me crap. I said, hey, I'm 40. Like, you don't need to yell at me. I'm not playing. I will say, I also had a dentist stop me and say, not all dentists go to Marquette. And he had a big Wisconsin Badger shirt on. So I said, great. We're off to a great start.
You caught me with what you said. You're 40?
In 2 weeks, yes.
I'm a man. I'm 40?
Something like that. Wow. I don't like putting that out there. Then people think I'm old. You're only as old as your mind tells you. At least that's my theory.
I'm 112. By the way, happy birthday to Chrissy here at Fiserv Forum Guest Services, who works a ton of games over with the Brewers at American Family Field. And I bring that up because, you know, we talk a lot about cookies and brownies. This is next level birthday treats.
Yeah, you took two of them.
So did you.
What do you mean?
You already ate them both. I'm just nibbling.
I think Rolly took mine.
Rolly or Doherty, if Justin was up here free. Just, it's good.
Either one, exactly.
All right, well, let's see who else we can pick on here. We're 40 minutes away from the opening tip, Wisconsin and Marquette this afternoon. Great atmosphere, always is. If it's here in Milwaukee or over at the Kohl's Center, Milwaukee, the site today for the 131st meeting between these programs. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot around.
Pre-game coverage continues from Milwaukee, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Go back, we talked a little bit about John Blackwell after the game on Tuesday, but the continued growth in his game, the role is different, and that stretch in the second half where you have a lot of options here. John Tanjay, clearly Max, but it was John Blackwell kind of keeping you guys in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, as we're punching back and forth there, I mean, the offensive rebound specifically that he had, some of the plays he made in transition were obviously why it came down to the last possession in that game. So you back up and look at it from a broader perspective. You want to not put yourself in that position where you're dependent on those things. But no, that just shows you the well-roundedness of his game. He can help this team in a lot of ways.
You mentioned this on your radio show. We'll bring it up here again, and then we'll move on. But you look back at that game, 27 threes, six makes. But it was less about the six and more about 27. You'd like to see that up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really about the 27 threes. It was about the 17 non-rim twos that we took. And those are much, analytically and just, it's much harder shot than a three. So I think trying to be a little more disciplined in terms of, not taking as many of those, turning down those, try to get the ball a little deeper, or turning and kicking it and finding shooters. Because when we did take those non-rim twos, we had shooters open behind them. So it's a good learning experience. You know, it's something, it's not anything new that we started talking about, but it's the largest piece of evidence. It's the most we've taken, and obviously the result makes it sting a little more.
Is that the biggest thing about analytics, is we can, like dinosaurs like me, goes, but would you, sometimes it confirms what you think you're seeing, but other times it's like, nah, you're not maybe seeing this right. Here's some data that demonstrates.
Yeah, and I don't think there's been no pushback that the players completely agree, and now they get a chance to see it and they're like, oh yeah, of course, it just makes sense. And these guys they're well advanced in terms of the technology and analytics more than you and I are, Matt. They understand, they watch other basketball, whether it be college or professional, and they understand the science behind it. So it's a matter of mixing the science with, some of the data that we're able to show them of not only ourselves, but nationally, and then you put ourselves on film with it on the floor. That really makes it hit home.
Well, the one thing about it, though, it's a hotly contested Big Ten game, and here we go again. You think last night, Illinois Northwestern overtime, Penn State, Purdue a few days ago, same story, different year, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, I saw this morning there's only 9 undefeated teams in the country. Only 4 of them are high majors. There's only one left in the Big Ten, and that's Oregon. So it's going to be, like I said, we've talked about this a lot, the parity of college basketball, and obviously our league grew, by 4 more teams. So I think you're going to buckle up because it's going to be that type of ride.
Philly fans are still getting used to the fact you're talking about the one Big Ten team undefeated is Oregon. Longtime Big Ten power. We'll take a break. We'll talk more with head coach Greg Gard. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We were talking about the Big Ten, you know, same story, different year with Marquette. They don't have Tyler Kolek. They don't have Osa Wigadaro, but they have a lot of other guys. So what they do and how they try to do it, does that remain the same?
Yeah, it does. And specifically, you know, with the pressure you see defensively, the changing defenses, whether it's some man pressure or some zone pressure. But obviously it begins and ends with really good players and led by Cam Jones. I mean, he's as good a point guard in terms of impact in the game in all areas. You know, he had the first triple-double since Dwayne Wade 20 years ago. You know, he just plays. He doesn't get sped up. He doesn't get out of control. He knows when to burst. He knows when not to. Got really good size, really good patience and feel and good footwork. And obviously, his ability to find teammates is probably as good a skill as what stands out of all the skills he has. That's probably the one that jumps off the page the most. His head's always up. He's always got, maintains vision. And he never really gets himself in trouble.
If we kept individual time of possession, I guess his would be pretty high, right?
Yeah, he has the ball in his hands a lot, and rightfully so. I mean, exactly. That's a good person to put the ball in their hands of.
You have played good defenses against teams with good defenses already this season, but this is a little bit different in the approach with
Marquette. It's a little bit of, you know, they'll try to make it frantic, you know, and that's the challenge. Just don't fall for the frantic. You know, we want to play fast and play aggressive, but we can't play panicky, so to speak. So it's still simple basketball in terms of making sure the spacing, the angles, meeting passes, you know, hand targets, ball fakes, playing off 2 feet, all those things that we talk about from day one, regardless of who you play, just gets accentuated a little bit more, so you lean into the fundamentals even more.
We always talk about, you know, the home crowd, the environment, but your guys through the years have enjoyed the less friendly environments, like what's going to be today. I mean, there will be Badger fans here, but it's going to be very boisterous. But, like, your best teams kind of feed off that.
Yeah, I think you just lock into the game, you know, right? And you block out that stuff, and you enjoy it, and you feed off of it. And that's one thing that's unique about college basketball, and I think why, you know, our players like playing in these type of games, whether they're at home or where you have road ones or whatever the case may be, what the schedule presents, is these are the atmospheres and venues they watch. You know, growing up, they want to play in these games. So from a college player standpoint, it's a dream come true to play in these type of venues and these type of rivalry games.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten. A thriller in Evanston last night. Big Ten Report presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, Forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our pregame coverage continues here from Milwaukee. Time now for our Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. A thriller in Evanston last night. Northwestern down double digits in the second half. Came back to force overtime. And from there, the Wildcats outscored the Illini. The final was 70-66. Nick Martinelli with 27 points. But Northwestern, a buzzer-beating loss in Iowa City. A pretty impressive comeback last night against an Illinois team. Very talented, but a lot of newcomers. Maybe still trying to figure it all out.
Individual pieces, exactly. Yeah. That's what Illinois is right now. It's a lot of talent, but a lot of individual pieces. I had Northwestern 2 weeks ago. I think they're one of the teams that never gets talked about enough. Yeah. I think Brooks Bornheiser is fantastic. Martinelli's fantastic. Like, both those guys are really good college basketball players. And Northwestern knows who they are. They're going to defend at an elite level. They're not going to turn the ball over. And they're going to keep it low-scoring games. And what was last night? A low-scoring game. And that's what you're going to get from Northwestern.
And what you're also going to get when you go there now is a good environment.
Great environment.
It really is.
Great environment.
They've done a great job with the renovation of Welsh Ryan Arena, and the team's good. It's always a good marketing tool when the team's good, and they have been good. A couple of games going on right now in the Big Ten. Ohio State leading Rutgers 45-39, about 5 minutes gone by second half. Early second half at East Lansing, 46-33. Michigan State leading Nebraska. You just mentioned lower scoring games. Badgers and Michigan, game in the 60s. Ohio State, Rutgers, kind of on a pace for that. Same story, different year. We see a lot of teams scoring 80, 90 points, and then in league play.
Well, league play comes. Yep. And it's the Big Ten in general. Number one, there's every coach is great. Yeah, it's not every conference can you say that. And then the physicality increases, the amount of fouls that are called drops down, and all of a sudden it comes, you know, where you've got to execute the half court. And that's what you're seeing now in Big Ten play. You've got to see some more execution in the half court.
And that is your Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's game between the Badgers and Marquette. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you're planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Marquette this afternoon at Fiserv Forum. Now time for Butchie's keys to today's tussle. What you got?
And the first thing is transition defense. You cannot let Marquette get out early in transition, score the basketball. Make them play in the half court. Next, offensively for Wisconsin, ball reversal. They're going to heat you up initially. Can you get the ball moved side to side? If you get the ball moved side to side, what happens then is that defensive pressure relaxes a little bit. Now you can get whatever you want to get. And the third thing is limit your turnovers if you're Wisconsin. You can't let the pressure of Marquette force turnovers, which then leads to live ball turnovers, which then leads to dunks, which then leads to this place going absolutely crazy, and there's being beer spilt all over everybody. You don't want that. That's not a good thing. Number one, never spill beer.
Never spill
Number
beer.
Number two,
ever.
You don't want this crowd going crazy. But those three things I think are crucial. There's a lot of other small battles throughout the game, but you've got to control those three because they're all controllable.
As a coach, you would never say this openly, but dude, Wisconsin has been one of the best in the country at protecting the basketball, and it's off
absolutely
to a very good start. But in a game like this, against a style like they're going to play, you're probably going to turn it over a little bit more than usual, right? I mean, but just
yes,
don't get crazy.
There's no question. And because what's going to happen is you're going to get slapped right across the arm, and it's not going to be called. How do you react to that turnover? Do you get frustrated? Do you turn the ball over more? Or do you realize that's just what it is? You're on the road in the Big East. You're not going to get every call. You're going to get trapped at half court. You're going to get slapped. It's going to go off your knee or something's going to happen. And they're going to be off and running. How do you handle that?
It's always fun. And it will be fun today. You got the 11th ranked Badgers, the 5th ranked Golden Eagles. And we're still a little ways away from the opening tip, but it is approaching. And we're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's get the UW Health Injury Update, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Good to go here for Wisconsin today. And with Marquette, and Chase Ross was listed as doubtful, but he's also listed in the starting lineup. So it looks like an upgrade and for him. Zay Lowry in the injury, he is out. Of course, Sean Jones continuing to work his way back. The junior out of Columbus, Ohio, had an ACL injury last January in a game against Butler. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Marquette, Shaka Smart in year four as the head coach of the Golden Eagles. And up front, he'll have Ben Gold, a 6'11 junior out of Wellington, New Zealand, at 8.5 points, about 4 rebounds per game. Joining him on the front line, David Joplin. He is the one of two Wisconsin natives on the roster. 6'8 senior, went to Brookfield Central. Joplin averaging 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 blocks. In other words, 1 per game. And their 3-guard set, Cam Jones, 6'5 senior out of Memphis, Tennessee. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6.7 assists per game. Had a triple-double in their win against Purdue. 17 points, 13 boards, and 10 assists in the big win over the Boilermakers when they pulled away late. Chase Ross, 6'5 junior out of Dallas, Texas, 10.5 points, 4 rebounds, and he has 23 total steals so far. Stevie Mitchell, also about a 2.5 steal guy per game, 6'3 senior out of Reading, Pennsylvania, at 12 points and better than 3 rebounds per contest. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same 5 per usual. You got Nolan Winter at 9.5 points a game. Steven Crowell, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Otherwise, John Tanjay at better than 22 points a game. Max Klesmet at 11 points per contest. And John Blackwell, the 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, at 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The 131st meeting all time between these programs. The Badgers lead it overall, 71-59. They have won the last 3 and 4 of the last 5. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones.
For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin, Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to a storied rivalry, the 131st meeting all time between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Marquette Golden Eagles, a sold-out Fiserv Forum. Students have been here for quite a while now, and well, Butchie, I guess we could call this the second bright lights game for the Badgers this season. Now, they played good teams, obviously, at Greenbrier, but you go back to the Arizona game a couple of weeks ago in Madison, a terrific night for the Wisconsin Badgers, and now the first true road game for Greg Gard's team, and this is quite the environment as expected here today.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than what this is. You got two great teams, and this group has a chance. You got another opportunity to go and make a statement, and that's what you want. As a college basketball player, as a basketball player in general, you want to have as many chances to make a statement and say, hey, we are a good basketball team. This is what we're built on. This is who we are, and this is what we represent.
And this is game two of a very intriguing four-game stretch for Wisconsin. Of course, a conference opener that was a down-to-the-wire game. Michigan got out of town with a three-point win. Obviously, the game in front of them that will tip in mere minutes. They go to Illinois on Tuesday night for an 8 o'clock tip down in Champaign. No doubt they'll be salty after losing to Northwestern in overtime last night. And then a week from today, going down to Indianapolis to play a Butler team that's off to a good start. I know as a player, as a coach, it's the next practice, the next game. But as broadcasters, we look at this. Ooh, this is quite the four-game block that they're in the midst of right now, all right?
There's a reason I'm a broadcaster, not a coach, because I like looking at all those things. I like looking at it. And we looked at it. You knew this four-game stretch was going to have a big imprint on what this team was and what this team will be and where they're going to go. And I think that's the thing. You had started with Michigan, you dropped it. You didn't play your best basketball. Get another opportunity in this environment to make a stand and say this is what Wisconsin basketball is this year.
Well, just like the Arizona game when there were a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of bells and whistles here in Milwaukee. A terrific video featuring some of the all-time greats in Marquette basketball history. And yeah, there's some red in the building, and not a bad number of red attired fans here, but the Marquette crowd will be very, very vocal, and it's been for a while. We're filibustering here as we're getting ready for the national anthem. These teams get ready to renew this rivalry. You mentioned the Badgers have won the last three games. Last year, Marquette was ranked third when Wisconsin knocked them off. They're ranked fifth right now. Wisconsin 11th this week. But rankings are very fluid, as we have already seen the number of top 10 teams plus Wisconsin who have already fallen this past week. Now we'll throw it down to the floor for the playing of our national anthem.
Frankie Moscato.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
The game is half as good as Frankie's performance of the national anthem. We're going to be entertained here today. But yeah, I mentioned as they're getting ready to introduce the lineups here at Fiserv Forum that rankings are very fluid. It's just another week in college basketball. I was talking with Greg Gard when we did his coach's show a few days ago. And by that time, the 1, the 2, and the 5 had all lost, or the 1, 2, and the 4 maybe. So now college football, that would be chaos beyond recognition. In basketball, it's just another week, I guess, right?
Well, it is. It's been every week, and it will be every week. Again, and especially early on in the year when you're talking about gelling teams and putting them together and how they all mesh. Well, now we're in, you know, middle of December. That gel period, you get about another week, and then that conversation's done. You have either gelled or you haven't. So I think as we get going along, you'll still see upsets, but it won't because a team's trying to figure it out. It's because you're getting into conference play.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what happened to Purdue. They go to Penn State, they lose. Like, you're seeing some of that as well.
And didn't Purdue lose its conference opener last year?
They did.
Away too.
And then we talk about Northwestern beating Illinois. Well, we also know Northwestern usually gets a couple of those early on in the season well, too.
Yeah, they do. And a lot can be made of it. And then you start to settle in. You go, oh, yeah, this is basketball. This isn't football. You're going to have hiccups along the way, multiple hiccups, and you can still put together extra special seasons. Now, you mentioned the Badgers. The keys to the game, reverse the ball, protect it as well as you possibly can against a swarming Marquette defense that is third in the nation in steals per game at about 11.5. And we can talk about non-rim twos and all that, but as you mentioned, you know, figure out a way, get Max Klesmick going, and see if they can get Steven Crow going as well. It's been a pretty quiet stretch for him.
Well, and for Marquette, one of the reasons they're so active on the defensive end is because they don't have a post presence down low who's a great at the rim. So you talk about an advantage for Wisconsin. Big Steve has to make sure that he is a presence down low. And don't get in foul trouble. And that's one of the things that, you know, slowed his, you know, season so far. His couple of games, he's gotten into early foul trouble.
Yeah, not quite 22 minutes of playing time on Tuesday against Michigan before DQing. He ended up with 2 points and 4 rebounds. But John Blackwell did what he could in the game against Michigan. Yeah, there were turnovers. He was guilty of them. But he had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 on the offensive glass, and really had a lot to do with Wisconsin even having a chance there in those last few minutes.
Well, and I think it was the offensive glass. There's a situation, no matter what, offensively, you can run great offense. You might not make shots. The one thing everyone, both sides, has a chance to do, go rebound the basketball. And that tells me all I need to know about John Blackwell. We knew it, but his tenacity on the offensive glass, when it wasn't going well for his team, just saying, you know what? I'm going to take over. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to go score.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch his development here. He's talked about how the role is different. The minutes per game has ramped up considerably from a year ago. And same thing about Nolan Winter, by the way. Remember, he averaged about 10 minutes a game last year, so he's still coming along. He is off to a solid start at 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. But you have bigs who can shoot. You talked about Ben Gold, not necessarily a low post presence. You have to treat him like a shooter, because almost 8 out of every 10 of his shots is going to be from beyond the three-point line.
Well, and to be honest, we're going to see how Wisconsin guards him, because are they going to be able to play both bigs? Are they going to have to go one big only just because of what Marquette has on the floor? This is definitely a matchup game.
Two very good programs who, maybe the path to their success is different, but they're both really good, and they both do it the right way.
And for me, the way they do it, even though you said the path is different, it's still centered on the same thing.
Same principles.
Good people.
Yep, yeah.
Right? Like that,
yeah.
That's what they're based on. Now, how they do it and what they do and style of play, and, Marquette's more of the energy-generated behaviors and kills and putting that out there, where Wisconsin's more, hey, we're going to keep that in-house. We're not going to, put that out there so everybody gets behind it. But in the core of it is still, we have great people leading two really good programs. We should have a great game today.
Shaka Smart, Madison Bourne, Greg Gard from Cobb, Wisconsin. So the two head coaches know all about the rivalry and what it means to the players and, as Butchie, as you say, to the fans. And you don't really need to look around more than 2 seconds to know what it means to the fans here. We have got a big-time championship type of atmosphere here in Milwaukee this afternoon. Your officials, James Breeding, Matt Potter, and Tony Chiazza, as the Badgers in the traveling Cardinal unis and the white trim. Marquette will be in the home gold and a little blue and white trim as the Badgers on the floor. Marquette getting final instructions from fourth-year head coach Shaka Smart. Badgers jump back into Big Ten play on Tuesday night, going down to Illinois. And Marquette, after today, will play a week from today at Dayton. And then 4 days later, they get into conference play, opening at home against the Butler Bulldogs. So we'll keep our eyes on Chase Ross for you. He is in the lineup. He played 10 minutes, went out with an ankle injury in their Wednesday game at Iowa State. If you're just checking us out, forget about the doubtful listing, as he is in the starting lineup here for Shaka Smart this afternoon.
Well, you talk about Cam Jones had that ankle turn and didn't know if he was going to play against Iowa State. Well, he not only played, he played pretty well yet again.
He did. So here we go. Ben Gold, Stephen Crow, ready to jump center as they are on their feet in all sections here at Fiserv Forum. The Badgers and Marquette meeting number 131. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right, and we're underway. And Marquette straight up defensively. Blackwell against Stevie Mitchell. Now Nolan Winter against David Joplin. Out to Max Klesmann, shadowed by Cam Jones, as Klesmann dribbles outside right. He'll leave it for Blackwell high in the right. 13 on the shot clock. Left hand dribbling is Blackwell. Now between the circles as Mitchell digs in defensively. Now Blackwell in the lane. Nice leave. Winter low on the left. The layup is good. And the Badgers are first on the board.
And good job attacking the basket. Just attacking the rim. Good things happen.
Marquette moving to our left. Badgers straight up defensively. Chase Ross gives off to Cam Jones. He's against John Blackwell. That'll be a fun matchup to track. Working off the screen. Now Klesman gets him on the switch. Jones in the lane. Turnaround 10-footer is good. We're tied at 2.
I think early on here, the interesting thing is Stevie Mitchell's guarding John Blackwell, not Max Klesmann. Kind of tells you what they think of John Blackwell, how good he is, and what he means to this Wisconsin team.
He's got that vibe. They've got a ton of respect for Blackwell, and they know all about Klesmann, too. Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. A minute gone by, tied at 2 as we just get started here in Milwaukee. Klesmann against Mitchell now, outside right. Shot clock is at 7. Max throwing to John Tanjay. He's with Ross. They work at the Blackwell. 4 to shoot. 3 to shoot, 2, and a 3 in the air from Tanjay is no good, and the rebound will go out of bounds untouched. It'll belong to Marquette. Good half-court D from Marquette as they get back on offense.
That was a possession by Wisconsin where everyone just stood on the perimeter. You just needed to cut to the front of the rim, and you were going to be wide open.
About a minute and a half gone by, tied at 2. As Jones will bring it up the floor. High usage rate, and why not? He's that good. Here's Joplin against Winter. Joplin backing in the lane, ducks in, and the layup is good. David Joplin out of Brookfield Central. It's 4-2 Marquette. Here's Nolan Winter to the front court for Wisconsin. Leaves it for Tanjay. Tanjay against Cam Jones and a hip check. It's Tanjay to the floor. And Cam Jones a little slow to get up, grimacing a bit. And Jones picked up the foul and claps his hands and just gathers himself here as he was grimacing. But he'll stay in there for Marquette.
That's what Tanjay does so well, though. Just a quick rip. And when the defender's in, you rip through, you're going to get a foul.
Inbounds pass to Blackwell between the circles around a Nolan Winter screen. Picked up by Joplin on the switch. Now it's Winter against Mitchell. Outside right. Winter, one dribble. Leaves it for Klesman. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell high on the right. Crowell trying to get post position. Gold denying. Blackwell pounding. Steps back. Three on the way. Off the right side iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Crowell out the max. At the top of the circle. Klesman feeds Crowell on the right side. Back to Klesman. 15 on the shot clock. A throw to Blackwell. Snaps off the three. Right corner. In and out. No good. Rebound fought for. On the floor. Trying to dig it out of there is Crowell. He does. And he's on his seat. And he took a timeout. So the Badgers will burn a timeout. Not quite 2.5 minutes into the game. They'll take the timeout and keep the basketball. 17:38 left in the first half. 4-2 Marquette. We'll keep it here and tell you today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. 30-second timeout here for Wisconsin.
And I think if you're Wisconsin, getting the ball, you know, extra opportunities, offensive rebound, and like Big Steve is able to get that ball, calls that timeout, but it's an extra possession more than anything. You know, and you look, where are you going to find that? There's a mismatch down low. There is. Just you can see by the way Marquette's trying to guard what Wisconsin's running. They don't know how to guard Stephen Crawl. Now, if you're Wisconsin, you can't force that. It's got to naturally go to Steve when he's open. But the ball's got to move. I'm seeing right now at times Wisconsin's holding it just a little bit longer, trying to get that ball to the post. Move it. Steve should be, he's played enough basketball to understand how to seal when it comes around, back around. Boom, that's where the pass is there. But you can't hold that ball against this Marquette defense.
What you were talking about in your keys to the game, move the ball side
to
side.
Absolutely.
Make the defense move. And here's Blackwell, baseline right, ready to inbound. Winter flash, but they could not connect. They get it into Tanjay outside right. Tanjay feeding Winter, rotates to Klesman. Max with a three, left of the circle. Good. Max Klesman, who's just 7 of 39 from three over the last seven games, and that has Marquette people scared to death. 5-4 Wisconsin. 2:40 gone by. Ben Gold hands off to Chase Ross. He'll dribble to the right baseline, back out to Gold, flips to Jones, top of the circle, Blackwell defense. Cam Jones on the right-hand dribble, along the right lane line, works in the lane, twisting, scooping, and hitting. With the right hand, Cam Jones gives Marquette a 6-5 lead. 3 minutes in here in Milwaukee. Here's Klesman dribbling off the right wing. In the lane. Stops to the paint. Rips to Blackwell. Took a look. Turned it down. Back out to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Two strokes. Two hits from distance for Max Klesman. And it's 8-6 Wisconsin. Here's Chase Ross. Left-hand dribble to the line. Down the lane and throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And they'll get Max Klesman, and that's the first on Wisconsin.
That's been the only thing he's done bad, but he does. He reaches down, and as he's guarding, just play with your chest, show your hands, especially because offensively, you're feeling it early on in this game. Keep yourself on the floor.
Chase Ross, 14 of 21 at the foul line coming into this game, and the lefty hits the first free throw. Xavier Amos will come in for Nolan Winter. Kamari McGee checking in for John Blackwell. Saw Amos getting a little bit of run against Michigan on Tuesday night. Second free throw for Ross, who's straight through.
I think this game matches up well for Xavier as well, though.
1-2-2 press is on for Marquette, tied at 8, 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the game. Badgers get across half court. John Tanjay against Ben Gold, dribbles to the left block, pivots, needs some help. And finds Kamari McGee, and they'll reset the floor. Klesman high on the right, backs off a Xavier Amos screen. Klesman feeds Amos right side. Puts it out to Klesman. Three on the way again. Not this time. Long rebound, Stephen Crowell. Goes inside to Tanjay. Spin move. Low on the left. Pushed it up. Back rim and out. No. But a foul.
And I was wondering when the call was going to happen, because John got hit right in the back of the head. It was a delayed whistle, but it was called.
And they get David Joplin. That'll be his first foul. And John Tanjay goes to the free throw line. But a night where Wisconsin did not shoot the three well against Michigan. Tanjay was 3 out of 5 en route to an 18-point performance. He hits the first free throw. He is 94% for the foul line coming into this game. 9-8 Wisconsin, early going at Fiserv for him, 16-13 left in the half.
You like round it up, don't you?
I do.
Yeah,
you simplify.
Yeah, absolutely.
Broadcast 101. I flunked it 3 times, but eventually got it right. Second free throw, no good. 9-8 Wisconsin. Cam trying to he's up for David Joplin. Joplin at the top of the circle. Xavier Amos defending. Joplin leads it for Wash. 3-shot left. Quarter skim the rim. No good. Rebound. Back tap by Gold. Out to Jones. Fakes the three. Got by Kamari McGee. Swoops to the rim. High arching shot with the left hand off the glass and in. Jones with 6. Marquette leads 10-9. 4:15 gone by. Here's Tanjay. Blows off the left wing to the goal. Layup off the left side iron. No good. Ben Gold the rebound for Marquette. Jones to the front court. McGee defending. Jones penetrates, backs in the lane, throws it up, back iron, no good. Xavier Amos, the rebound for Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes in, 10-9 Marquette. McGee throwing to Crow, hands it back to Kamara. Kills the dribble, leaves it for Crow, left of the circle, tightly defended by Gold. A pass out to Amos between the arcs. Xavier Amos backing in, lost his balance, lost the ball, trying to dig it out of there. He does. They get a tie-up, held ball, arrow Marquette. As we'll have our under 16. Immediate timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than ½ pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 15:08 left of the first half. Marquette 10, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Refresh your space during Dutch Boy Days at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Boy sees the street, takes to you all.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where the holidays get real, start with Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:08 left first half, Marquette 10, Wisconsin 9.
I think early on, Wisconsin with 6 3-point attempts already. Only 2 other shots that aren't threes. Max has made 2 of those, forced a lot of long rebounds, so Wisconsin has been able to get a couple of offense rebounds off of that as well.
Cam Jones off to a good start. He has 6 points for Marquette. And up the floor is Demaryius Owens. Impressive freshman out of Rochester, New York. Is off to Chase Ross. Ross left of the lane against Kamari McGee. Ross lost the handle. It goes into the hands of John Blackwell. Turnover Marquette. Here's Tanjay. Whips it to McGee. Left corner. Almost launched the three. Did not. Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin now. And he has the ball. Throws to Nolan Winter. They rotate to Tanjay on the right side. Sam Jones getting a little break right now for Marquette. As McGee or make that Gilmore trying to bounce one through traffic into Blackwell. It goes through untouched and out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin.
Trying to force a pass that just isn't there.
Cam Jones' rest time is over as he comes back in replacing Stevie Mitchell.
And I'm really intrigued by the guard matchup because they're looking like they're wanting to try to post Kamari a little bit more, right? And both of Marquette's guards can do that.
Jones against McGee right now at the midcourt logo. 14-20 left, first half, 10-9 Marquette. Jones kicks it back, three in the air straight away. Is short, no good from Royce Parham, and the rebound comes down to McGee of Wisconsin. Here comes Kamari, left side of the front court. Leads Carter Gilmore right of the circle. A flip for Nolan Winter at the top. Finds Blackwell, baseline left, jump stop of the lane, kicks to Gilmore, three shots straight on, book it. Carter Gilmore, his second triple of this season, and it's 12-10 Wisconsin, 6 minutes in. Demaryius Owens dribbling to the right lane line. Out to Parham. Rotates to Ross. Wide open three. Left side. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped. Pulled down by Tanjay of Wisconsin. One and out for Marquette. Tanjay, a left-hand pass for Winter. Throws to McGee in the left wing. Kamari curling near the left elbow. Leaves it for Gilmore at the top. Turns it right side for Blackwell. Blackwell against David Joplin. Now Winter finds Tanjay. He snaps off a three. Left wing good. Tanjay with his first three. 15-10 Wisconsin.
The ball's getting multiple sides there.
13-20 left in the first half. Parham on the right side. Bobs off the screen. Throwing to Ross high on the left. Ross will leave it for Jones. With McGee out on him defensively. Parham the screen. Jones will use it. Moving to his left. Left lane line. Hooks it out to Parham. Three shot right of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Blackwell of Wisconsin. Behind the back on the dribble to the front court. And the Badgers get it operate. Get the operation going, I'm trying to say, as McGee will throw it out to Nolan Winter outside right. Feeds Gilmore left of the circle. Little spin move. Gilly goes down the lane. One pump. Pivots. Pumps again. Low in the left. Up. No good. Rebound fought for. And gathered by David Joplin of Marquette. It's 2-on-3, and Joplin not liking those numbers. Fans the dribble out to the right wing. Now looking to attack. Baseline right against Tanjay. Throws it out to Ross high on the right. Ross in the left-hand dribble. Stops top of the circle. Throws to Joplin right wing. Joplin will let it fly for three, and that's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Parham and Winter, neither can get it. Gilmore does for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's limiting Marquette's opportunities as soon as that ball goes up. Good job.
12-15 left first half, 15-10 Wisconsin. Tanjay, another triple try, no good on the left wing, and the rebound of Demaryius Owens of Marquette. Here comes Cam Jones to the front court for the Golden Eagles. Outside left, Jones right-hand dribble to the line, down the lane to the rim, got tied up by McGee, and the foul is called. Cam Jones will go to the free throw line. First foul on Kamari McGee as we have a break in the action here in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Before we go to commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Commercial break with 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Marquette 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 4 out of 9 from distance as the Badgers lead Marquette 15-10.
Yeah, 5 assists on 5 made shots. I'd say that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
The ball's moving, and that's why you're looking at 4 of 9 from three, but you're looking at getting good quality shots. Right? And that's why Wisconsin right now is up by 5.
Max Klesmet with 6 on 2 3-point hits. Cam Jones with 6. As he's worked it inside more. Klesmet back in there. Jack Janicki, John Blackwell, Xavier Amos, and Stephen Crowell. Trey Norman in the lineup now for Marquette. Sophomore.